Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and all of my newcomers, and my veterans, and those who are thinking about joining, and the partnerships, and the sponsorships. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com this late in the evening. I appreciate it so much because you're in for a great, great treat from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you all know, tonight is the night to go to God and express our needs and God's expectations or God's wants. And so this is a very special night for me because I have the opportunity to share with so many people the presence of God. And we're so happy about that, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, to the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we ask that you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for each person who's on the line and those who are coming and those who will listen at a later date. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platform. We ask that you continue to increase our territory according to your will, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the small beginnings and the new beginnings, Lord, because you know that we said that you said, if we be faithful over a few things, you will multiply our blessings. And we thank you so much for that, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in? We ask for your divine recoveries and your healing, and we expect miracles, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to protect this nation, protect the people, Lord, protect our youth, our senior citizens, Lord, and cover us, Heavenly Father, and help us, Heavenly Father, to be great ambassadors and to be mouthpieces for you, Lord. We ask that we continue to exemplify and edify who you are and continue to reach the masses through the word of God. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and we anoint everything that we write down on paper or that we think, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless it to grow and prosper according to your will, Lord. Lord Jesus, if there is anything in our hearts right now that is not like you, would you remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord? We claim a victory over everything that we write down, everything that we say on this ministry, Lord, the increase. We claim a victory over every person who's listening, Lord. We claim healing. We claim power, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for just giving us this opportunity, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that we take, Lord, and the moves that we're able to make. We thank you, Lord, for those who are listening in the hospital, those who are behind bars, and those who are listening in their cars as they head to work. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them and cover them, Heavenly Father, and keep them safe. And then, Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the God that you are. And we just ask, would you continue to bless people to come unto you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the privilege. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And what I want to say, because we have some new individuals, then we have some people who've been with me from day one, what I want to say is that on tonight, we are going to go unto God. All right? Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm always honest with you. God hears and knows everything that we do on a daily basis. He does. But there's something about when God anoints you and he places you as the overseer of any ministry, any business, God is going to make sure that he's there all the time. Put your hand on your chest. That's how close God is to you. Put your hand on your chest. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now then, I said all that to say this. We're going to have the opportunity to write or think about our needs and God's wants. We're going to have opportunity to do that. And I don't want us to be selfish. You know what I mean by that? I mean that God is here. His presence is here. I have proof of it. Something happened today, right? And it was a blessing from God. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know it was coming. And God just handed it to me. I said, thank you, Lord. So God says when you expect things from him, I didn't say expect it from Alfredo or expect it from my neighbor. I said from God. God will deliver. And that is true. I'm a living witness. Here's an example, and I want you to think about this because I have a lot of people on the line, and God gave me this to tell you. And we're not rushing. If you have to go to sleep, go to sleep. But you can hear this ministry on tomorrow, God's will. But listen, so I lost my plug to my cell phone, and I was using my mother's plug. And so then on tonight, I found part of the plug, and it was a very small plug, and I was thinking to myself, this is so small. I don't know how this is going to work. And then conveniently I found a plug that I could plug in the plug to plug in the wall, right? And it was very small, but the cord that I lost is it's large, of course, you know, because it's a cord. And so somehow I constructed it, and I plugged it in the wall, and it took about 10 minutes to charge 100%. And my long cord takes about 30 minutes to charge. And so God began to speak to me, and he said, it doesn't matter how small things are, whether it's a business, whether it's a ministry, whether it's you're just getting off the ground with any endeavor, God says you can utilize that, and you can cause that to be a vehicle or a plug for something greater. He says, do not neglect your small beginnings, whatever that is, because you're so focused or we're so focused on something larger. God says, do not neglect. I'm telling you, we're in the season of expectation from God, especially if you're listening to the Afraid of Love show. I'm in that season. I'm there. And God says, do not neglect your small beginnings, because great things come in small packages. And so when we look at this on tonight, you know, I don't want us to get trapped in materialistic things. And what I mean by that, materialistic things, is when we write down things, because God says all these things will be added unto you if we're faithful unto God. I want you to focus on what God called you to do. It doesn't matter. If God called you to sing, if God called you to own a business, if he called you to oversee a ministry, if he called you to preach, I want us to focus on that. Because what happens is we focus on all of these things because we have God's attention. God is listening, and God is ready to deliver. We have God's attention. But we must, God says, charity starts at home. And a lot of people think we're talking about our physical home where we live. Charity starts in the heart. Place on your heart to do for this world. Did God place on your heart to minister? Did he place on your heart to be a business owner, to sing? What did he place on your heart? We're going back to the spiritual vehicle. How are you going to get there? Your spiritual vehicle. God says that you must be connected to him before you even connect with the world, because the world is not ready for God's people. Did you hear what I said? I said the world is not ready for God's people. They're not ready for your spiritual vehicle to come their way. They're not ready. So God says we must connect with him first. And he says he knows all of those areas that's ready and that has enough space to hold his people. Right? And so we must therefore focus on the connection with God, what he really called us to do. And God says all those other things, your careers, your jobs, will be added unto you. right? Because many times we come in on Mondays and we write, Lord, I need this, 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 and none of it has anything to do with what God has called us to do. Charity, once again, starts at home. It's in the heart. What did God call you to do? That is your spiritual vehicle that we will utilize to get to our careers that we already have. That's why God says when we first began this program and this online class, for those of you who are still with me with this online class, that is why we created a spiritual vehicle. God says you have to be able to have transportation to get to where he wants us to be, whether it's walking, whether it's, you know, riding, whatever it is, your spiritual vehicle. So we must take this seriously. This is a time in which we reflect. I play some music for those of you who are new. I play some music and we reflect on our needs and God's wants. Now then, what we usually do is we'll put our needs on the left side and our wants on the right side. And one of the things I want you to understand about the wants is God says it's not what we want. Because I have people saying, I want a mansion, I want a Jaguar. That's not what God is talking about. God says, what is his expectations for us? One of them is to love thy neighbor. One of them is to be obedient to our parents. Right? And so what is it? We must be in tune in how we should treat people. I told you that I fast from the time I get up to 12 noon because I want to make sure that I'm connected to God. I want to kick off my morning being connected to God so that I'll know how to handle this world. You see what I'm saying? We have to get stronger. When God said put on the full armor, he was not talking about a uniform. He was talking about the word of God and making sure that your mind is clear and focused on him because the world is ready. The world stays ready. The devil stays ready, right? And because the world is continuously ready, because it's real easy to do evil, but it's hard to do good, right? Because the world is steady being the negative effect. So God says you must focus. He says your vehicle, you must remain on the road that God has constructed. So when we get on this ministry and we write down our needs and our wants, this is not a free-for-all. This is strategically thought out. And what I really want you to focus on is God has shown me, he says, focus on what he called you to do. We have to be connected to God. We have to in order to get to the next level. Do not neglect your small beginnings. Just like I told you about the cell phone, the small cord. A small cord. I plugged it in the wall. It's very small, right? Took about 10 minutes for my phone to get to 90%. About 10 minutes, if that. So no matter how small your ministry is, how small whatever you're doing is, God says that he's bigger than anything. And he will give you the increase, but you need to remain faithful over what you already have. Use what you have and stop looking for other things. Use what you have. With this ministry, I use what I have. My spiritual vehicle is online. I'm nationwide, right? I'm online, and I'm steady reaching out, and people are steady reaching out to me. And God says he's going to do more things and set us up on more platforms because this is his program. This is not mine. So I'm going to get ready to play this music, and it's entitled I Love You, Lord, Today, because we really do love the Lord. And I want you to really focus on your wants and your needs. Once again, I want you to focus on what the Lord has called you to do. Some people say, I don't know what the Lord has called me to do. I want you to focus. If you have no idea what your purpose is on earth, if God has not told you, it's because you're not listening. But if you have no idea what God has called you to do, then one of your wants should be that you want God to reveal to you what he would have you to do. Because I tell you, once God reveals your purpose on earth, God says you begin to walk in his perfect plan, and he gives you favor. He says favor just doesn't come on easy street. You have to go through some storms. Favor is not easy to come by. He says, but when we recognize and understand our purpose for him, we're not talking about for the world. For the world, you may be a business person. You may be you may be working in an organization, But God says, what are you doing for him? We talk about tithing and offerings. God says that's not just monetary. He says you have to have some service. It's like community service, getting hours. God says you have to put in some hours, some labor. You can give $1 million for your tithes and offering, but if you're not serving God, that means nothing. Because God says he's looking for people who are going to serve and get the word of God out. So tithes and offering, yes, that's great. Give your 10%. But also God says service is part of tithes and offering. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go through this, and once again, I'm going to explain this briefly. For your wants, if you know your purpose, if God has already revealed to you what your purpose is, for instance, for God, my purpose is radio. God wants me to get on the radio, and he wants me to tell about his goodness. God says, I want you to magnify who I am. He says, I'm a jealous God. I want you to magnify who I am. He says, I don't want you to magnify this world. He says, I want you to magnify me. He says, and I will give you the resources according to your needs and your wants. And so that is my expectation for me as far as connecting with God. What God has called me to do, he has called me to give the word. He has called me to reach out to people and people to reach out to me and to highlight their gift that God has given unto them. Because God says every great thing comes from him. He says the storms even come from him. He says because he's bigger than the storms, and he wants us to know, put your hand in your chest, that he's that close. Okay? So let's go ahead and get started with our ministry. And I want you to go ahead on the left side to write your needs, to write the word needs. Then draw a line. And I want you to put wants. And in order for us to stay on track, in parentheses, where you have wants, I want you to put God's expectations. All right? Now then, I have a journal, and I've been writing in this journal, and it reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, expect a miracle. The old is now gone and the new has come. That is the page that I'm on in my journal. And I want you guys to really focus on this. We're going to be writing for at least about 7 minutes. Then the Lord is going to give us something, and then I'm going to have our announcements and bid you good night. Now then, many individuals inbox me with questions and things of that nature. I want you to know from this point on that you can ask me questions. I know that many of you say this is just clear as water, but you can also ask questions to the interviewees or to myself. Once again, I want to give you the number. It's 347-843-4981. If you just want to listen to the ministry, it's AfritaLoveShow.com. Click on number one radio show, and you can listen to it. If you listen to it at a later date, all you have to do is click on AfritaLoveShow.com and click on number one Love Radio. All right? All right. So let's get ready to get into our positions, our writing positions, and I want you to write down your needs. You're speaking to God. You're not speaking to me because I can't give you what you need. Right? Only God can. You know what God expects of you. I know what God expects of me. And that's what we're going to do. Okay? So we have about 7 minutes. I'm going to let the music play. And go ahead and take advantage of this time because the presence of the Lord is here. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. All right. That was I Love You, Lord, Today. And as the next song plays, I really want you guys, those who have been with me, I want you to look back and begin to thank God for everything that he has done. Because there has been many praise reports. As I said before, God is a God full of surprises. Just things that you're not even expecting, and God just brings them to you and sits them on your lap. You know, that's the type of God we serve. And so in our expectations of God and God's expectations of us, we need to thank God because he is doing some great things in our lives. And you know, we go day to day and God protects us. I was reading about a family in Dallas, and a 10-year-old boy was kidnapped, and God kept that little boy, you know, and he's alive and well. That's why we need to pray that God covers everybody. You don't even have to know the person, just pray for them. Amen. And just imagine if we pray for each other and if we look out for each other. Just imagine how better this world would be. Just imagine. And I want to talk a little bit about our needs and wants so that you can understand what God wants from us. For instance, one of my needs, I asked the Lord that I have a vision of what he will visualize his projects to be. And God has already given me a vision, and he's made it very plain. But God says throughout that vision, sometimes our vision gets a little foggy because we lose focus sometimes. And so God says with the vision, God says it's all about him, magnifying him, because he's a jealous God. And God says that everything's about him, everything that we do. He says when you go out in the world, he says you are representing me. And so God says that everything needs to be about him. If there is any place that you go and people say, I really don't want to hear anything about God, he says that's the wrong place. So we work on visions as Christians. Then he says with the wants, of course, love thy neighbor and being obedient and magnify the Lord. And he says relaxation. He says anything that's causing you stress, he says get rid of it. He talks about the bad stress. Anything that's causing you stress, whatever it is, he says rid yourself of it. And so we pray unto God, Lord, whatever it is that's causing me to lose focus on you or to be too tired to even praise you, Lord, you have to get rid of it. And sometimes we want to hold on to things because for whatever reason, and God says that you must let it go because it's stressing you out. God says that he requires your time, right? And he wants us to be energized when we speak for him. Amen. Of course, we have to continue to love. God says this world is unlovable. He calls it an unlovable world because people assume, people, you know, for whatever reason, they're not, in other words, they're not like God. They don't think like God. They don't love you in spite of. He talks about Judgment Day, and he talks about how people make mistakes, and he talks about how unlovable this world is, and he says that as Christians, he wants us to be more determined to love the unlovable. Amen? So that's the type of God we serve. Those are some of the wants. Now, if you're putting you on a Jaguar mansion and all this stuff, on the wrong track, because God says all these things will be added unto you, but we have to get this down first. We have to love our neighbor. Right? We have to be faithful to God, the little things that he's given us. If he's given you a ministry, then get on your ministry and speak the word of God. If he asked you to magnify him, I think about science. God says magnify him, get close to him. God wants you close to him. If he says you need rest, rest, because God wants to tell you something. If he wants your eyes to be focused on the hill, then focus on the hill. Stop focusing on what people are saying. If he wants you to walk in his will, walk in his will. Why are you acting like Moses and walking another way? Or why are you acting like Saul and walking the other way? If you need a new direction in life, God says he's able to do that. A new direction. And you don't have to be going in the wrong direction or want a new direction. You could be talking about a new direction in any aspect of your life. Any aspect, God is able to do it. If you need a new chance, that could be a want. If you need a new chance, ask God for that chance. God give us chance after chance, but he said don't go back and do the same thing. If you want a chance, if you want understanding, ask God for that. Right? If you want God's great blessings, if you want his miracles, expect a blessing. Expect a miracle from God, and God will deliver. I'm telling you, this is the season for great expectations. This is the season. And there's no reason why we should be in a season of dryness, because God says that he is raining all over us. He is. And so there is no need for us to really want for anything, especially if we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Expect your miracle. Expect God to come into your life. I'm going to play this one song. And this is this particular song is by the Clark Sisters. And it's called I'm Looking for a Miracle. I Expect a Miracle. I Expect the Impossible. This is by the Clark Sisters, Pastor Kim Burrell, and Pastor Donnie McClurkin. I Expect a Miracle. I want you to listen to it, because I played this song all day, and I was expecting a miracle, but I wasn't expecting it how it came. Hey, man, but I was glad when this miracle came. And so I want you to just say that I expect a miracle every day. Every day, expect something from God, and I guarantee you God will deliver. Now, if you expect it from me, or you expect it from your neighbor, or you expect it from a human, you may get it and you may not. Start expecting things from God, and God will deliver. And once again, I cannot reiterate this enough as I get ready to play this particular song by the Clark Sisters. Do not neglect your small beginnings. Do not neglect your small beginnings. It's very important. This is the Clark Sisters, Kim Burrell, and Pastor Donnie McClurkin. I Expect a Miracle.
God bless you. God keep you. Thank you for being with us tonight. And if you're here, we're coming back. I want you to join us again. Paul and Jan, I love you all. God bless you. Clark Sisters, I'm looking for a miracle. And somebody raise up your voice and give God praise.
I'm looking for a miracle.
Come on.
I thank him as a bone. I feel the
Come on, stay now.
I feel the invisible.
You know the sky.
Amen. That was the Clark sisters, Pastor Kim Burrell and Pastor Donnie McClarkin. I'm telling you, it works. Expect it, expect it, expect it, expect it from God. Don't expect it from man. Expect it from God. Pray unto God. Continue to journal with me every Monday. We're starting that back up. Continue to journal with me. Expect a miracle from God. God is able to provide. Amen. God is able to provide. Amen. And as the song is playing, we have a couple of announcements. And then I'm going to bid you good night. First of all, I want to say thank each and every one of you. I have so many people on the line still. Thank you so much for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or go to afreetoloveshow.com. That's AFREDALOVESHOW.com. And click on Love Radio, the number one love radio. And you will be right in the studio. Gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, fashion designers, bloggers, anyone with a positive, positive, uplifting, and powerful message, anyone who wants to highlight their God-given gift, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to feature you on the AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line. Pray for them one by one. And then do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Let me go back to this praying for your family members. Make sure that you call out what they need. If they're having surgery, call it out and pray for them. Call their name and say, in the name of Jesus, amen, because in the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we know that God can do everything but fail. So be sincere about it and call it out and pray for whatever they need. And do not forget to pray for also your friends, right? Your family and your friends, because it's very important. You have to tell them that you're praying for them. Just pray for them. Cover them. Ask God to cover them. Cover our youth. Pray for our youth. There are many things going on with our youth. Pray for them. Pray for them. And once we have them covered by God, nobody can touch them. They'll go through the storms of life, right? It's just like becoming a Christian. You go through the storms of life, but nobody can touch you because you belong to God. Amen? And God says that he is a fence all around you every day. And we're not talking about a fence that made by man. We're talking about the covering of God. And so pray for your family and your friends, those you know and those you do not know, because if you read in the paper or if you watch the news or if you're on Facebook and looking at information, you will see that there are many things going on. We're still praying for the families in Houston. We're praying for Dallas, the little boy who was kidnapped. We're praying for the city of Waco. We're praying for just everybody, because everybody needs to tell you they don't. Then that's not true. Pray for them anyway. They don't have to know that you're praying for them. All right? So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you pray one for another. Once again, and I'm going to say this until summer is over, supervise your children. Supervise your children. You've been doing a pretty good job of it. Supervise your children. Make sure that wherever you go, you're very cognizant of where children are, whether you're driving, whether you're riding a bicycle, whether you're in the pool, at the river. Just make sure you're cognizant. Once again, swimming. Swimming. We've been doing pretty good with that. With swimming, if the sign reads the water is too high, or if they have a sign marked off, don't jump in the water. For instance, Lake Waco. Right? If you cannot swim, take a life jacket. Remember, whoever you drive to the store, that should be the same people who get out with you. Please do not leave infants in the car, even if they're asleep. Do not forget about them. They can't wake up and say, hey, you forgot about me. Now, if they're a little older, maybe they can, 10, 11, 12. But when we're talking about babies, infants, toddlers who fall asleep in the car or on the buses or wherever, it's very important that you make sure everybody is out. Okay? Also, take care of yourselves. Remain encouraged. Remain prayed up. Stay close to God. It's very important that we do that. Remain close to God. If you don't remain close to anybody else, remain close to God. So much is going on. Remain close to God. Have a connection with God. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or not, have a connection with him, because you're going to need him. You're going to need him. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist. I understand. I hear those spirits. You're an atheist. But guess what? If God don't wake you up in the morning, the atheist God is not going to wake you up either. God wakes us up in the morning. He starts us on our way. And God says at his name, regardless whether we want to bow or not, he says we're going to have to bow and confess that he is Lord. We're not the Lord. There are not any messiahs on earth. God says he is Lord, and we're going to have to bow down and confess. So you may as well have a relationship with him, because we're going to need him. And as far as these people, I just want to serve notice that says the world is going to end and all these things, because we're going to have somebody else pop up like that. It's false. God says his prophets do not even know the day nor the hour. So therefore, you have to understand when your father is speaking to you, that is just like your earthly father or your earthly mother. When they speak to you or when they call you, you know their voice. You're going to hear many voices. Many people are going to come in the name of Jesus. They're not sent by God, especially if they're talking about the world is going to end. It's fake. It's false. But still, we will have some people who believe that. What I want you to believe is in the Word of God. It's hard to get people to believe in the Word of God and expect miracles and God can do it, because we have to show you. But when somebody get on television and it goes viral and say, the world is going to end in 30 days, and 30 days pass, 31 days pass, 40 days pass, and people still looking for the world to end. Understand when God is speaking to you, and understand when somebody else is speaking. That's how people get off track, because there's a lot of voices speaking, and none of them are God. None of them. So my point is, discontinue to hustle for the devil and hustle for God. Work hard for God. Do what God has called you to do. That's why we had this particular activity, where you could sit down and think for a second. Do what God has you to do, and you'll be fine. But if you continue to listen to these people who pretend to be God, who say that God said something and you know he didn't, right? God says test the spirit. There are revelations, there are prophets, yes. But when they get so specific as they're talking about the hour and the day of the world, things that only God knows and his angels and Gabriel knows, then that's a problem. That's fake. That's false prophecy. Understand who is speaking to you. Understand who you are entertaining. Got it? All right. Now then, let's go on to the website. All right. I have several different websites. Be sure to write this down, because I want you to share it. And I'm going to add some more things and some more people to my website. But in the meantime, I want you to go to afrida.hubpages.com. Don't worry about this score up here. That's really not relevant. I need to post some more articles. But I have many different articles, crime and law enforcement, Christianity, the Bible, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues, music, politics, and political science. Be sure to just read some of these articles. If you want to follow, you can. Most people follow on the radio station or on LinkedIn or other outlets such as that. But if you want to follow along, then be sure to do so. All right? If you go to stellargospelmusic.com, that's stellargospelmusic.com, come, you will see home, about us, contact us, services, and events. On this first page, you will see welcome stellargospelmusic.com. This is turning into a spiritual gospel radio station. Yes, 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 God is going to do that for us. You see many different pictures. You see the title, New Gospel Music Projects. We're going to update that. But listen, listen, to inform, and some of you have already did this, to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, we're talking about CD releases, projects, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, label, and release date. I always have two artists on my page, and you have Sister Yolanda Adams and Pastor Winans. Sister Yolanda Adams has a coffee line that she has just brought out, and I'm pretty sure that it's healthy because Sister Yolanda Adams is a health individual. She's very healthy. She's very in shape, and so check out her coffee line. Also, she has a perfume line, and she has other things. I've bought some of her items, and they're great. So be sure to support her. That's Sister Yolanda Adams. She's down the street and around the corner in Houston, Texas. Praise God. Amen. I heard some great things come out of Houston, Texas, and they have some great gospel singers in Houston, Texas. And when I go to Houston, Texas, I try to seek out those gospel singers. Then, of course, you have Pastor Winans. He's part of the Winans family. You know, they're legendary. Their music is great, so please support them as well. We're going to have some more artists on. We have a couple of shows. Be sure to support Sister Cassandra Robertson. She's down the street, literally, in Dallas, Texas, and she's doing some great things. Many of you know her from The Voice, and she has a voice. Yes, she does. And she's also one of the front page forerunners on the AfritaLoveShow.com. She is the first face that you see on that page. Be sure to support her and support her endeavors. God is going to do some great things in her life. Then, of course, Miss Solomon. Miss Solomon is literally down the street in Grand Prairie, Texas. She has a great program going on for our youth, for the youth in Grand Prairie. Be sure to connect with her, listen to the interview, get her information, support her program. Those of you who really love to sponsor youth events and programs, be sure to tap into Sister Solomon and what she's doing. This is legit. Go out and visit it. You know, call her and everything and let her know. But she's doing some great things for the youth. She has some great programs going on, so be sure to support her. Then, of course, the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine, that's coming out. Then Pastor Kim Burrell has a new radio show, and she's literally down the street and around the corner in Houston, Texas. KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Many of you know Sister Kim Burrell as a gospel artist, and she is. And she also makes a couple of videos while she's driving around in Houston, Texas. And she's been to the Stellar Awards. And Sister Kim Burrell, she's also a young legend, and she's on Sunday Best. And she's just a good person, so support her ministries as well. I believe her sister, and I'm going to put on here, she has a prayer program going on every morning, so check her out as well. Her name is Sister Kathy, Sister Kathy Burrell, so please be sure to check her out as well. Also, Empire, they're doing some great things. They received some awards at the BET Awards ceremony, and we praise God for them. Then, of course, we have Sister Alfreda Love and Sister Barbara Hudson and the cast of Friday's Kinfolk. Please be sure to check out some pictures and enjoy those pictures for your leisure. And also, we're going to have some more plays going on and some more events where we can involve the community because we believe that there should be unity in the community, and we have some great projects going on. Then, of course, there's the StellarGospelMusic.com. That's the website. And then, of course, if you have any events, media interviews, speaking, and promoting, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Radio is my spiritual vehicle if you need to get out any information. There are many different industries who look at this particular website, and be sure to get your information out. Once again, this is Miss Cassandra. She is literally up the street in Dallas, Texas. She has a CD out so much, and hold on, be sure to support her. She's doing some great things, and she had a couple of pictures with the legendary Bobby Jones and Sister Dottie Peoples, and she had some pictures. So please be sure to support her. Then, of course, at freeloveshow.com television, we're going to have many different clips. I gave you a brief little introduction on our gospel blog spot on the internet, so please be sure to check that out. If you want to advertise your church, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, if you want to showcase your church. But right now, Great Ebenezer is up here. If you want to showcase your church, please be sure to do so. Also, if you are in the South Waco area, close to 919 Dutton Avenue, and you are looking for a church home or you're looking for a church to visit, then Great Ebenezer Baptist Church will be the church to attend, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is the pastor. I've been a member there for 38 years. Praise God. And God has done some wonderful things at that church. There are some wonderful people. And our motto is family is more than a word. And it is. So if you are at Baylor, or if you're passing by, or you're on the highway on a Sunday and you need to stop by a church, we start at 10:45 a.m. Come on in. I'll probably be on one of the doors, or I'll see you as you come in. But we have some great ushers that will welcome you in, so please be sure to do that. We magnify the Lord at Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. Then, of course, if you want to connect with me on Facebook, Alfreda Love, or Dr. Alfreda Emanuel Love, or Alfreda Emanuel Love, or Instagram Alfreda Love, or LinkedIn Alfreda Love. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. If you send a friend request and some things look a little odd or, you know, strange, then I'm going to think twice about that. But you can connect with me, and I love to connect with people, but let's make sure that everything is right, okay? All right, about us, about this particular radio station. This is an international radio station. I'm a very passionate leader. I'm a speaker, teacher, council member. I speak at many different events. I put on many different events. So, you know, if you want to be on this particular ministry, here are some of the interviews that I've conducted, and this is only like 2% of the interviews I've conducted. We have over 470 shows, and so this is the general format. If you want to know the general format of the AlfredaLoveShow.com, just listen to some of the interviews. I welcome you to do so, and it's free to listen. All right, contact. Please be sure to put your name, your email, subject, and message, and click the submit button. If you don't click it, then I have no way of understanding what you need from me. Services, of course, you do know that this is a radio station. We put on events. I speak. I have a book and blogs and things of that nature. So please be sure to check that out. Events around the world, we have many different events, but in particular on September the 11th, we have the gigantic gospel concert, and we have some gospel greats. We have Pastor Taylor. We have Pastor Burrell. We have Sister Cobbs. We have Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong. We have Jessica Reedy, Casey J. We have all of these individuals. We have Misha Cortez. We have all of these individuals who will be in the house on Sunday, September the 11th in Houston, Texas, right up the street and around the corner, Houston, Texas. If you're already in Houston, please support these ladies in the ministry. I've been to some of their different events, and it's great. And so please be sure to support them in a major, major way. All right? Now then, let's go ahead and go to the big website. Now, if you want to know anything about Alfreda Love, anything about the ministry, what we do, then you would go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. And you'll hear our welcome song, and you will see a welcome sign, AlfredaLoveShow.com. I want to make sure that everybody is welcome. You know, when people are around me, I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to feel at ease. I want them to relax, right? Because there's nothing bougie about what we do. We're all down-earth people, and we want you to feel comfortable, because in business, people have to feel comfortable around you. Because if they don't, then you're going to lose communication. You're going to lose signals, right? And you're going to lose business. So it's very important, especially if you're trying to brand or if you're already out there, it's very important that we people with respect, we treat people with love, but we still be businesslike. Amen? So welcome at freeloveshow.com. The radio number is 347-843-4981. Once again, 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. Listen. There are like 60 people on this line, right? You have the right to ask me questions on this ministry and our interviewees, right? And so please take advantage of that. We have lawyers who come on. We have teachers. We have gospel artists. We have fashion models. We have different people who come on this ministry, right? Actors, actresses, different people. This is your chance to ask these people these questions, because you do know that if you're not working media or if you're not on the front row, right, you don't have access to these people. But God has blessed people to come on this ministry where we can educate individuals and you can go out and utilize this information in order to help your brand or build your brand. So take advantage of every free opportunity. Now then, if you want to email me, if you want to be on the show, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. I have a little New York in my name, NY. emonya_love@yahoo.com. Email me. Let me know what's going on. You know, you want to be on my ministry or you have media events, feel free to email me. All right? Of course, if you're a media outlet and you keep me posted and up to date with what's going on, I'm going to put you on the page. There are many people from the industry who visit this page, and I want them to know the individuals who are out there. All right? When you look at this at freetoloveshow.com page, you'll see entertainment and media, ranked number one self-starting radio station nationally, and you will see many handsome and beautiful faces on this particular page. Now then, connect with these individuals. Understand what they're doing. When they come to your city, when they come to your state, when you see them on television, watch them. Support them. You know, there are many great leaders. Mr. Ken Blanchard, he's great at leadership. If you need anything with leadership, you have Sister Yolanda Adams in Houston, Texas. She's a legendary gospel artist, one of the best. You have Brother Tyler Perry. Who doesn't know Tyler Perry? He's very funny. If you need to add humor, there's Brother Tyler Perry. You have gospel grace, such as Sister Dorothy Norwood. She's been in the industry for years. She's a great storyteller. For those teachers who are trying to track students into writing and reading, she's great. Listen to her story. You have Sister Tasha Cobb. She want to put a praise on it. You have Sister Joy Reed. She's one of the greatest journalists out there. She has her stuff together. You have Marcus Wiley. He's a comedian. You know, he's right up the street and around the corner in Houston, Texas. He worked with Sister Yolanda Adams. He's a professor as well. If you're at TSU, you'll see Brother Marcus. He's a professor. You have J-Lo. She starred in many different movies, one of the best. And I could go on and on about these individuals. Right? So check them out and understand who they are and see what they do. Study. I only study the greats. I only study the greats because I want this ministry to be what God will have it to be. Right? I want this ministry to be what God will have it to be. Now then, let's go to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Once again, it's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. Capture events such as award shows, school news, by way of radio, things of that nature. As you can see, there are some pictures to prove it, right? There are some pictures to prove it. All right, let's move on to StellarGospelMusic.com. That is the website for our gospel industry radio. But on here, if you need booking requests, email, name, message, and also which artist are you speaking of or requesting, please click the submit button. If you want to be a guest on the radio, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you would like to be on the show, email me. And also please email the AfritaLoveShow.com about any events, new projects, and media opportunities. All right? Okay. All right. Building a brand. We have our online class still going on, right? All you have to do is click on brand mapping and you'll hear my voice. Then look at this life map, and we're going to talk about this. I want to make it public because I have so many people and I'm running out of room on my online class, and so I need to make it public where everybody can see it. But this is a life map, right? And one of the things I wanted to work on was PR, right, and also diversity, because I feel like diversity as in ideas, diversity as in people, diversity as in who comes on the radio and things of that nature, knowledge, all of that. So I put it in red, and I'm doing that now. I'm making it more diverse. It's just some things attract different people, but I want it to be more diverse because I want us to get into the knack of gaining knowledge from people from all backgrounds. I've had somebody from the UK, somebody from Africa, somebody from Texas, all over. And so one of our goals that we put down was to have more diversity. And that's what we're working on, and that's what we're doing. And, of course, PR. All right. Speaker showcase. So far we have two speakers. We want to make a speaker's bureau, and I'm already claiming that in the name of Jesus, and we are going to have a speaker's bureau. But right now you have Dr. Love and Mr. Jay Dixon. These are the different topics we speak on. So if you're interested, then just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, of course, we have gospel legend Jelani Adams and Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. We have their music. Be sure to check them out. Support what they're doing. As I said before, Sister Yolanda Adams, she has a coffee line, and I'm going to put that on here. She has a coffee line, so be sure to support her. There's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's a legend in the gospel industry. Then, of course, we have community journalists. Please check out Sister Joy Reed, MSNBC. You can also check her out on Facebook as well. She has many different great things going on as far as politics is concerned and news. Then you have Daily Beast by Sister Goldie Taylor. She's one of the best editors, best writers around in Atlanta, Georgia. She has news from all over the place, and she's a great lady, so please support her. Then, of course, the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Please support Dr. Alfreda Love. She's international. She has many different people that she reach out to, and basically this particular ministry is a ministry for educating others as well as highlighting the gifts of God. So she has a great ministry going on, so please support Dr. Alfreda Love, who is located in Bellmead, Texas, and she has AlfredaLoveShow.com as well as StellarGospelMusic.com. So please check out her websites and support that young lady. All right, authors, the Love List. We have a couple of books out, and also we're going to put some events. And actually, this may be our fashion button. I have had the opportunity to see many people at work and see their great gifts. And so we're going to add a fashion icon to the website. We're going to add that to the website. And I am going to show you some of the greatest people from Texas and all over who are good at fashion. They're excellent. And so when you have your shows, such as the Stellar Awards, we have makeup artists. When you have your fashion shows, we have people who can help you with that. I mean, these people are phenomenal. And so I want to also have that type of icon on my website because that's very important. It's very important. All right? So I want to appreciate each and every one of you for taking out this evening tonight to listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I do not take any of that for granted. Be sure that you continue to let your parents know and to let your friends and family know that the Alfreda Love Show is on. We will also be on Wednesday, God's will, and that is a time in which we're going to have praying with love and power because I really believe that God is going to do some great, great, great things in our lives. Continue to listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. If you have any questions, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any type of PR, if you need PR, if you need speakers, if you want to know a couple of fashion designers and people who are into fashion, because fashion is, as far as some of these gifts is not my niche. I like to deal with people on other levels. But before we go, real quick, I want you to go to ilovebargains.com, ilovebargains.com. Be sure to check out the things on that website. They're very cheap. This is one of my partner stores with Amazon. And so I'm helping Amazon with this particular store. If you need CDs, radio hosts, if you need computer supplies, if you need any of those things, toys, getting ready for, you know, holidays and mothers and, you know, whatever you need, it's on that website and is priced at a great rate. And that's where many different radio personalities need to get their music. You know, and as I said before, when we go to these different events, we ask for the MP3. But let's also support these artists by purchasing their music. This is a great website to purchase music, especially if you like the oldies and especially if you like what's new that's coming out. So please be sure to support our artist. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Wednesday, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita. Love with the AvritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.